Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we have breaking news over the last 10, 15 minutes. Missiles have been fired from Iran, at least as of now, to two locations. 10 missiles, this is from Israeli sources, 10 missiles fired at a U.S. base in Qatar and one at a base in Iraq. So again, this is all in retaliation for what our government did. The 125 aircraft, including the use of the B-2 bombers and the bunker buster, and the decision made by the commander-in-chief, that will be a huge part of today's show. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Susie will be here with news. Susie will be here with overrated, underrated, properly rated. So again, this happening in the last 10, 15 minutes, this is a response. Is this the only response? Is this the start of a slew of responses? We don't know. But missile fired from Iran towards U.S. bases in Qatar and Iraq. And I quickly, as this was unfolding, went back to what Iran did when Donald Trump had the final say again with the killing of General Soleimani, who other administrations had debated whether they should kill Soleimani. And the feeling was, in particular by the Obama administration, that they could get to him, but they worried about the implications. And so when Donald Trump okayed the plans and the killing of just a vicious, disgusting individual, what did Iran do? Their response was firing more than a dozen ballistic missiles at two Iraqi air bases housing U.S. forces days after. Cause some damage, some health damages to U.S. soldiers there. Did not kill anyone. And that was, from the public standpoint, God knows, Dave, what goes on behind the scenes, what we may not know about. But publicly, that was Iran's response to killing their top general. This wasn't just one of many generals. This was the guy who was involved in the organization of killings of hundreds of people, either Israelis or allies of the United States. So the question now becomes, after attacking these three nuclear sites, will Iran be content by doing this again? And another meeting is coming up at the Situation Room. Either it started at noon, I forget, or it starts at 1. How will the commander-in-chief respond to this? You had to assume, right, that Iran was going to respond in some manner. The idea Iran was going to do nothing, Dave, there was a 0% chance of that.
Maybe less than zero. Of course they were going to do something. Is this the something or is this the start of the something? We don't know.
That's the true answer. I have no idea. I'm just repeating what they did with Soleimani, who was beloved, who was the key guy, and was, I cried no tears, none, zero. I was elated. when he was eliminated from the planet, but then worried about what sort of other implications. At least from what we know, it's similar to what's happening right now. We don't know the severity of the missiles compared to the severity after Soleimani. We don't know if Americans are killed. We don't know the power of these strikes. So let's get down. So let's remind you the guests, too. Obviously, in a day like this, Colonel David Hunt is a tremendous guest. And he's with us at 12:35. Gas prices. We're all thinking it. So I want to get the definitive guy in this country on gas prices. That's Patrick DeHaan. And then Aaron David Miller. We're just negotiating a time. Aaron David Miller, who's worked with multiple administrations in Secretary of State's offices for Democrats and Republicans, and is on another important and essential guest in a day like this. Aaron David Miller will join us before we're done. We'll still have Overrated, probably at 105. We'll still have Chip, probably 205, but we're going to be flexible with Aaron David Miller. Does this come down to this phrase, which I offered up on Twitter? Please follow me at Chad Hartman Show and follow Dave at Dave_Harrigan. On this decision, as I phrased it on the Twitter machine, is this it? Does it come down to this? Do you trust Donald Trump? The Iranian government, Dave Harrigan, for 46 years has been saying what? Death to America. They have been involved. I retweeted an individual's timeline. Again, it's really worth checking out. Please follow me at Chad Hartman Show. Just to remind you of all the attempts that Iran has made to, from hostages to killing Americans to what they're trying to do for 46 years. I'm not blaming the Iranian people. I'm blaming those who've been involved in the Iranian government for close to five decades. So there should be no sympathy, in my view, towards those who have been intent on harming United States citizens or those sympathetic to the U.S. Again, I'm not blaming individuals who live in Tehran and all across the country who are living their lives unless they're a part of this process. But on this decision, a lot of times it comes down to whether it's George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and in this case, Donald John Trump. Do you trust him? Was he potentially outfoxed by Bibi Netanyahu? Because Tulsi Gabbard, in charge of Director of National Intelligence, on March 25th, told us, this isn't just her whimsically, just off the top of her head, saying this, Dave. Let me just summarize it this way. They're not that close. They're not that close to having the capability of a nuclear bomb. March 25th. Donald Trump, in the first debate he was a part of, in 2015, who did he go after? Jeb Bush. And why did he go after him? Because of his brother George. And he eviscerated him, saying, you were wrong on WMDs. By the way, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Tony Blair, Vladimir Putin, there are a lot of people wrong on Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction capabilities. So for those folks who think the Bush administration was lying, and I know there's a high percentage of Democrats who still believe that, there were also a high percentage of Democrats in leadership positions. Let me add Joe Biden to that mix, who all thought that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. And Donald Trump in this debate just crushed him and suggested, by the way, with no proof, that he knew all along was against the war. Couple years later on Howard Stern doesn't count. I'm sorry. And I love Howard Stern. He's a genius. But saying it 2 years later on Stern Show isn't quite the same as saying it at the time if he had access to information. And he didn't. He was just a successful billionaire, playboy billionaire in New York at that time. Were they close? So let's get to Congressman Jim Himes. And I want you to tell me, do you think it comes down to trusting Donald Trump? And do you? Do you agree with my question? Does it come down to this? Do you trust Donald Trump on this decision? And if you do agree with me, why? Or are you someone who's going to say, you know, I'm not really a Trump supporter, but I think this was the right thing to do? Or are you like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who would bathe in Donald Trump's bathwater? Ugh. And has said, no, wrong decision. Congressman Jim Himes from Connecticut is one of the Gang of Eight. These are eight members of Congress who have access to intelligence that other people in Congress do not. The highest of highest level intelligence. There are eight people on it. Here is Congressman Jim Himes yesterday, who on the military side is not a shrinking violet. He's a lefty on a lot of issues, there's no doubt. But he's the ranking member of this committee because he's so involved on the military side. Here's what the congressman said yesterday on this decision.
It's been the same story now for decades, right? Which is that the Iranian regime has been making progress towards the development of enough uranium to do a weapon. They were, and if you just look at sort of kilograms of uranium, it's a pretty scary number, right? And the IAEA made this point that they were enriching. Now, creating a weapon is a lot more complicated than just having a bunch of highly enriched uranium, right? It requires a lot of mechanics and technology to actually build that weapon. And of course, it requires the determination to do it. Now, on the second two things, I had not seen any intelligence as a member of the Gang of Eight to suggest that Iran had taken the decision to build a weapon. I don't think there's any intelligence out there that suggests that that's true. And secondly, while it's a little hazier because you don't know what you don't know, I think that our intelligence community and other intelligence agencies around the world believe that Iran was still a fairly long way from being able to put a weapon into a missile that they could use to deliver a weapon outside of Iran. So it's a pretty murky picture intelligence. Intelligence-wise, my own view is that this timing of this attack had an awful lot more to do with the fact that the Iranian air defenses were down because of the Israeli strikes of several months ago, and the fact that you now had a regime, a president in the United States, Donald Trump, who was likely to be far more amenable to this than the previous president was ever going to be.
That's it for me. I don't have access to intelligence. I'm never ever going to purport that in any way. But on March 25th, Donald Trump's own administration said they're not that close. It doesn't seem like something dramatic on the enrichment capability could have happened in a couple months. Bibi Netanyahu put the pressure on Donald Trump. Circumstances put that pressure on Bibi Netanyahu when they failed miserably on October 7th with another vicious group, Hamas, killing 1,200. And then they have pounded Hamas. They've killed many leaders. They've killed many tens of thousands of innocent civilians. But they've depleted Hamas. They went after the Houthis. They went after Hezbollah. Had great success. They then took down the air defense capabilities of the Iranian government. And I think Donald Trump, Dave, by the way, he's a TV president. He became a huger personality because of TV. He picks people because they look good on TV. He saw how he's been mocked about tariffs. He saw how he's been mocked about the two-week thing, which we talked about multiple times last week. Everything, every crisis, I'll get back to you in 2 weeks. I'll get back to you in 2 weeks. And networks were making fun of him. And he finally said, no, wait a second. Beebe's getting all this credit. They're as vulnerable as they've ever been. Let's go get them. My gut tells me the intelligence hadn't changed at all. But he's an impulsive, instinctive guy, and he saw this was his chance. I want to hear your theory on that. I want to hear other people, including massively disagreeing with me, agreeing with me, adding subtlety. That last point that I'm offering up, does this come down to trusting Donald Trump, or is it much more complicated than that? And again, the breaking news story of the last 40 minutes, U.S. Embassy staff in Qatar are now, they're calling it, in Bahrain also in a duck and cover mode. Missiles fired from Iran towards U.S. bases in Qatar and Iraq, and the early reporting is no fatalities and no injuries, but this is very early. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Like today, I did, like every day. I start the day reasonably early. I walk on downstairs, and I get a glass of water from my Kinetico drinking water system. This is Aquarius. This is Aquarius Home Services. You want to grab those? That'd be awesome. This is how I start the day. By the way, I can give you story after story. You know it, the power of water, how we all should be drinking water. By the way, do you know how the water is in where you live? Do you know how good the water is where you live? Aquarius does. If they come out and check free home sample, they'll come out. I don't want to take any chances. So I have the best drinking water system on the planet, the Kinetico drinking water system. And right now, if you go to AquariusHomeServices.com, you can save up to 25% on that system. But Aquarius is more than that. How about your water softener? How about when you take that shower, you wash your clothes, how do you feel about it? And then utility room. Go to that utility room. What's in there? Aquarius will pretty much work with anything in that utility room. I've been trusting this company for over 30 years. You should also. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a long, long list of texts. We got a couple callers, and we need to get to Colonel Hunt in about 10 minutes. So I'm going to give each call at least a minute and allow folks to make their case, and I appreciate it. And I'll emphasize again, if you massively disagree with me, you are 1,000% allowed to call in. Same thing on the text. You want to agree, you can do that too. Let's go to the callers. Dan has called in. Dan, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hey, Chad. Good show.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Absolutely. Well, I think it's noble of Netanyahu to pressure Trump, and I think if it illuminates his mind and gives him more information. I mean, it's clear to me, I think, and most everybody, that Iran is the most dangerous threat to Western civilization in the world, and they've proven that, killed Americans over the decades, and I think the time was ripe. It should have been done long ago, but aren't you grateful and thankful that we have a man of that Donald Trump is in the office, a man of courage who loves the country. It is not some leftist.
No, I never spent second considering voting for Donald Trump. Not one second.
No, but, I mean, everybody can make corrections. I mean, you can't, in retrospect, go, what would have happened if Kamala was in there? Where would America be?
You don't know. We don't know. Hold on. Let's go a little back and forth. You know I criticized Kamala repeatedly. Never was a fan. Pointed out over and over again, she wouldn't separate from Biden. By the way, I criticized Biden all over the place. Donald Trump, Iran is evil. It is their government. evil, vicious, and they would kill you and me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if this was done because of the enrichment and they were that close, I'd like to see it in some way. And why would his own intelligence 2 months ago say they weren't that close? And also, I could play you audio from Bibi Netanyahu, the different times he's in leadership for 20 years, saying they're close. They're close. They're close. Bibi has wanted this attack forever. So this was a
great.
Yes, on the initial part, I agree. I have no problem stopping Iran's nuclear capability. But what does it mean? Okay, what else happens? And how far along do we think this out? But to
the Democrats have let it run amok for so long.
Well, Trump didn't stop it in 16.
Well, Biden gave billions of dollars back to Iran, and that's why there's 1,200 dead in Israel.
No.
And so
that's
billions of dollars.
There's
funded,
zero proof
there. Hamas.
How about
Hamas?
Does Bibi deserve any criticism for that inept intelligence failure? Any?
Well, yes, but, you know, no one's perfect. He's the best of the best. I mean, he's the best. It's not perfect.
No,
it's never
he's
perfect.
A criminal, too. Bibi Netanyahu is a criminal also.
Yeah. He's a great man.
Go look at the crimes that he's facing. So he has been in leadership many times. I take him a billion times over Hamas. There's no comparison.
Yeah.
Hamas, Hezbollah, and Houthis, I want no part of them. I want to diminish, but there's a lot of layers of this. Dan, thank you so much. Call in again. Paul, you're on CCO.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I believe 100% he made the right call. And he's the best president this country has ever had and ever will have.
Why do you say that?
Because he has no fear. He makes the right decision, and he knows what room he's in, Chad. The last president didn't know what
room
he was in.
That's true. I mean, but 100%, Joe Biden was incapacitated for years, shouldn't have been in that position. his supporters, his people close to him lied to him. But the bar shouldn't be that you have cognitive ability to understand what room you're in. Should be higher than that.
Yeah, Chad, he didn't win legally. They had no chance. They had no right to put Kamala in. He didn't receive any votes.
Kamala.
They always talk about democracy. But I want to remind everybody else that lives in America, especially Democrats, we do not live in a democracy. We live in a republic. Look it up on Google. It'll explain it to you 100%. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir.
Bull crap.
Thank you. Texas, first caller has been drinking the orange Kool-Aid. I push back on that because just the same thing. If you criticize Trump, Dave, it's automatically TDS, you know. So now if you're on this side, oh, it's the Kool-Aid. Again, I don't agree with Dan. I thought he laid out his points very well, but it's the same thing because we had a bunch of calls. Oh, it's just TDS. Okay, it's a little more than that, okay? Now imagine if Iran had nukes, what would happen? Oh, it's awful, right? But were they close? What caused this to happen? That's the question, right? Isn't that it?
Yeah, and I mean, the other question is, how close do they need to be?
Yeah.
You know, is it enough to say they weren't too close, but we still wanted to set them back to the beginning?
And to defend Trump on a key point, I'm stopping for Colonel Hunt. And I said in the first segment, I'll say it again. When he killed Soleimani, there were a lot of people who said, yes, I'm glad he killed Soleimani, but I'm worried about the implications.
Yeah.
And you know what? Outside of the folks who were significantly injured on those bases, and we cannot forget about them, the broader implications weren't as severe. Maybe that's going to happen again. Maybe that's going to happen again, that they really deterred the nuclear power, and maybe this is the only response today. We just don't know. Colonel David Hunt, next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This man has been our guy for 20 plus years. He served our country remarkably well, and he's still extraordinarily plugged into the military scene. So a couple days after what happened, when in the last 45 minutes, Iran has responded with missile attacks on U.S. bases in Qatar and Iraq, it is brilliant timing for us to have Colonel David Hunt on the show. Once again, the Colonel, like all of our guests on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you, sir, again. Thank you for your service. What is your, before we get to what's happening now, when you heard the military breakdown from General Kane and Secretary of Defense Hegseth early Sunday morning, what was your main takeaway of what they had to say about the strike?
Yeah, hi. My first reaction was it was very well kept secret. This is unlike other operations where people were on their cell phones talking about it. We didn't. This was very well. OPSEC was excellent. I think it's. The second reaction was. This is 40 years in the making. This Iran has been a terrorist state. They've killed, thousands of Americans, wounded more. They're responsible for a lot of death and destruction, and it's. You and I can remember when. Was when Nixon visited China, and it was said that only Nixon could go to China.
Yep.
Well, only Trump could have bombed Iran. It was a perfect time because of the weakness of Iran. Its proxies like Hezbollah had been dirt. Hamas is almost no longer. Syria hasn't got anything going on. And Russia is in a real war. So they have their help, their strength is diminished. And, of course, Israel has been doing what they're doing. So I thought it's about time that we did this.
So I'm really glad you brought that up. I laid it out earlier, but you can lay it out with greater detail. So are you saying because of that, and those are incredibly important points, that maybe what Trump can do or others can make the point that maybe they weren't on the verge of turning this into nuclear capabilities, but we might not have had a better chance considering all of what you just laid out, where they are vulnerable. That maybe their DNI report saying, really, Iran hasn't advanced that much further in the last couple of years, that might be valid. But the reason why this was available is all the success against Hamas, the Houthis, Hezbollah, Syria different, Russia weakened, and their air defense really crippled, and that's the reason why this was the time to do it.
Yes, and Israel's been going at it now for 11 days.
Yep.
Even diminishing more, degrading, whatever the word you want to use, the ability for Iran to hurt us, to shoot down our planes, and their radar is gone. It's been reported more than once that the reconnaissance planes that went in ahead of these B-2 bombers who flew all the way in from Missouri and then turned around and went back. That they reported no one reacted to their recon jets. No one reacted to the bombs. Nobody shot at them. And that's I think that's because they can't. They couldn't. And then congratulations to the military. Congratulations to the administration who could keep their mouth shut this time, unlike before when they had the Atlantic Monthly on a phone call. Nobody talked. It was a great deception to Trump to say he had two more weeks to come out of the G7 conference, the deception that was held by Israel. And Iran has had this coming. And I think it's proportionate. And that's, I think, also proportionate what happened today in Qatar.
Okay, what do you want to say about Qatar?
Well, as we probably know, it's a small place on the east coast of Saudi Arabia, got about 3 million people. And what's significant about the Inid Air Base is in Doha, Qatar. It's the overseas headquarters for CENTCOM. And there are 10,000 Americans on that base. And none of them were hurt. I don't know of any – we don't have any BDA, bomb damage assessment, like we don't for Iran. We damn sure don't have it yet for Qatar. But in my way of thinking, there are a lot of things they could have done. Iran has responded by telling people that what they did was on purpose, and the same number of bombs were dropped on that airbase in Qatar as were dropped in Iran. So that's, to me, a very clear signal.
Okay. So let me pick up on that and remind you that the great Colonel David Hunt is our guest. I looked it up again that after the Trump administration, when other administrations had the chance and did not do it, let's point that out, when the commander-in-chief, after obviously consulting with his top people, said, let's go kill Soleimani, there was no one with American ties cried a tear, like the vicious killer. But the worry was, what would they do? How would Iran respond? And they did, with some missile strikes towards our bases. And then that was it. And there were soldiers injured. Let's not forget about that. The president dismissed that a little too cutely, for my opinion. But without knowing, but your experience in this area, your context, could this be it from Iran? Would this be a similar response? Or was this attack at the multiple nuclear sites so powerful that most likely they won't stop at this?
The support that we are giving and will continue to give to Israel tells me that no, not necessarily. If there are some diplomatic talks, it has to be, I'm not telling Israelis what to do, but if Israel is not going to let any more bombs come from Iran. Israel's going to have to stop for a minute to allow these some talks to happen between Iran and us and maybe Israel. But there was a clear signal. I mean, that's a giant headquarters. That's U.S. CENTCOM's forward command base. Very, very critical base.
Yeah.
10,000 soldiers. And you're right about the Soleimani reaction by Iran. There was a civilian contractor killed, and about 20 soldiers in a base in northeast Syria that were wounded or had their brain, you know, their head scrambled.
Yeah, yeah.
So there were guys wounded.
Right. Yep.
So, I think it's overdue that we finally hit Iran. I hope it did the damage that the administration's claiming. But the truth, Chad, is nobody knows without extensive bomb damage standards assessment. And that could be a week to 2 weeks getting that information so that people can make a real judgment and not a political judgment on the success of that raid.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So I want to ask you about General Kane and the other leadership involved. And I'll add, we've talked about Secretary of Defense Hegseth. You've alluded to him a couple times with the Signal app. You've said multiple times on this show he's not qualified for the job. So I know where you stand in him. But the other folks who were involved in the top levels of decision-making, are they the type of people who you think should be in that position?
Yeah, Kane's got a great reputation, the four-star that did the briefing with Hegseth. The CENTCOM command is a good one. So the answer is yes. This was a very well planned, very well rehearsed, and exceptionally well executed mission. It's the first time that the B-2 bomber has been used in combat since it's been developed. It's dropped bombs before, but never in a combat environment. And with 125 aircraft involved, and we got to remember that there are 3 aircraft battle carrier groups in the Persian Gulf. Hmm. That's some 200 airplanes, plus submarines, plus. That is a huge presence that we haven't had in the Middle East in a long, long time. So we are, this is a very serious moment for Iran and for the United States. And I'm so proud of the Air Force guys and the planning that went on. But the general officers below Hagstad are competent.
So now CNN is reporting that Iran gave Qatar advance notice of missile launches. So take me through what that would mean in our conversation. You've established, I mean, how vitally important with the sent command there. But it's pretty telling if Iran, through back channels, is letting our country know this is what's coming.
Yes. We've done that in the past before. I'm not sure if we did that this time with Iran, but that the targets were not in a large civilian population. We think we have a report of, I'm not sure if this is accurate, 20 Iranians were killed in that raid or not. I don't remember. But yes, a call in advance shows Iran's intent to be proportionate. I'm not saying it's a terrorist state. There are real, real problems that they caused the world and us. They killed American soldiers in Iraq
yep.
with IEDs, and they were responsible for the bombing in Beirut in the 80s. It's a bad place, and it's run by very, very bad guys. So, and also one of the, I think you could add to this, the Khomeini's of the Khomeini in charge and his guys don't want a regime change, which means they don't want to get killed. So it's a sign that they want, they've done what they're going to do, and they want to talk. Now let's see if they do.
Yeah, right.
That remains to be seen.
Last thing, Cyril, I got a minute left. President right now, meeting in the Situation Room. What is your gut tell you? Clearly Israel and Iran already were fighting today. Do you think we're done, at least for the next few days, or would you expect some sort of response from us, even to this today?
No, I think because of what they hit, and because we have reports right now that no one was killed. Qatar was very, as you know, Qatar is a very duplicitous place.
Yeah,
you know, we got headquarters
sure.
there, but you know they've been paying and helping Hamas. It was very vanilla about their vocal response. I think what you got from a meeting is one of the things is are they anybody in the cabinet hearing from Iran or proxies and anybody talking, and they're getting an update. But our government is waiting, as is the press and everyone else, for a bomb damage assessment on what happened the other night. How badly did we hurt? There's no question we heard it, but how badly?
Yeah. And huge part.
Where's the 900 pounds of enriched uranium?
Yeah, that's
those
it.
Trucks we saw last week.
Did they move it? That's a huge thing. You are the best. Thank you so much. You're always there on big days. Enjoy your day, and we'll talk soon.
You bet. Take care, Chad.
It's a true pleasure that we are fortunate enough to have a man like Colonel David Hunt on the show. It's 52 past 12.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.